There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
To another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits for Monday, August 20th edition. Hope everybody had a great weekend and is ready to get back at it. Fun 10-game slate on tap tonight. Should be a good one. You got some high-priced arms, which I will be avoiding. We'll get to that in a minute. But let me talk to you about our sponsor on the show is Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store. A little red logo in your app store called Draft is a great way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafting, just the way you like it, done in under 5 minutes. And if you're into NFL best balls, it is by far the best format to use. So easy to use on your phone. You can do it on your computer, whatever you prefer. Simple, simple, simple. Different size tournaments, different price tournaments. They have some mega tournaments where, for $25 entries, you can win $100,000. They have $5 entry tournaments. They have $500. They have everything you could want. So much fun. And if you want to try it for the first time, use promo code SDSports when you make your first deposit. And you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament. It can be for golf, baseball, anything, even an NFL best ball. So go check it out, draft.com, draft in your app store. Great way to play fantasy sports. Second order of business, please go give us a rating review, if you can, wherever you listen to this podcast, preferably on iTunes, but wherever you listen to it, we'd much, much appreciate it. And other than that, enjoy the rest of the show and hope everybody has a great week and get some green screens on a Monday. So let's get at it on this 10-game slate. Let's check out the totals. You got Braves at Pirates, total of 8. Orioles at Jays, 9. White Sox Twins waiting on that one because Steven Gonzalez making his MLB debut for the Minnesota Twins. Indians Red Sox, 8.5. Royals Rays waiting on that one because, as usual, the Rays are trying to decide who's pitching. Giants at Mets, 8. Reds at Brewers, 9. Rangers at A's waiting on that one. I believe Bartolo Colon's making a change in the rotation there. Astros at Mariners, 8. Cardinals at Dodgers, 8. So, relatively calm. There's 3 games without totals that could change it. But right now, there's only 3 games out of the other 7 of 8.5 or more. So, not the explosive nights we're used to, especially without tons and tons of aces on the hill. Weather-wise, you got a couple slight chances. Watch for the game in Chicago, between Chicago and Minnesota, and a couple other little sprinkles here and there. But knock on wood, we should be okay. Let's get to your pitchers. You have 3 guys over 10K. Gerrit Cole at Seattle at 13.3. Kluber at Boston at 11,000. Porcello home against Cleveland at 10.1. I'll be passing on all 3. Cole is great at 13.3 if you want to go there against Seattle. Just not a team that strikes out a ton, but still a great spot for you there. Kluber and Porcello, I'll let GPP players that want to get crazy go that direction, but I will pass. I will start with Zach Wheeler at $9,300. I think this is going to be a popular call tonight, but he is in a phenomenal spot against the lowly San Francisco Giants. Zach Wheeler's been outstanding this season, coming off of 14.5 at Baltimore, but then prior to that, 28.8, 35.4, 27.9, 19, 21.3, so on and so forth. He is a great cash game play because he's got like a 15-point floor with 30-point upside, and I love him in GPPs against the Giants. I might take some chalkier pitching. I started doing that last week, and just differentiating with the bats because the pitching has been so volatile, you can't really worry too much about the chalk. You really can't. Like, if it doesn't hit, it doesn't hit. But take the pitcher in the best spot and the best price point for what you're trying to build. Don't try to get too cute this time of year. You're going to find value on bats and other situations you can attack. But Wheeler's facing a Giants team that strikes out 23.5% versus right-handed. pitching, there's been a lot of reports or articles written about Wheeler's soft contact. It's been more than impressive. He has a hard contact rate of 26.1%. If you do the math real quickly, well, I don't know what his medium contact is, so I can't do it real quickly. But a 26.1% hard contact is outstanding. That is really, really good stuff from Wheeler. The Giants have the third lowest total on the slate at 3.8. Lefties 337, righties 279. Giants have a 305 WOBA, but 142 ISO, which is not good, obviously. So Wheeler at 93 is in a phenomenal spot tonight. After Wheeler's, you drop $1,100 to Mike Fiers to $8,200. Been very, very good in his two start with the A's. 19-9 against Seattle, 23.6 against the Doyers. He has five carries or more in both starts. He's gone 5 1/3 in six innings. Been very, very good in his outings. He's facing a Texas team that strikes out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So, really good spot here for Fiers if you want to save a little cash. Texas team total. Oh, yeah, right. We're waiting on that one, so never mind. Lefty's hitting 364, righty's 333 off Fiers. It's more of a beginning of the year thing. He started even pitching better with Detroit down the stretch. So Fiers at his $8,200 price point definitely could be worth a look for you there. The third guy is in that matchup against Wheeler is Derek Holland at $8,100. Yeah, it's a little wild thinking about paying $8,100 for Holland. Another kind of cash game play because he's not getting blown up. He doesn't always have the highest potential like you'd like in a GPP, but he's quote-unquote safer than most. 18.5, 13.7, 17, 13.7, 16.5. He did have a 5, but then 13.9, 25.3. He's been very, very good this season. And the biggest caveat here is he got a Mets team that strikes out 25.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. They have struggled tremendously versus left-handed pitching. Their team total is 4.15. Lefties 277, righties 361 off Holland. But again, with that K rate of 25.5, you have a 285 WOBA and a 123 ISO. That is embarrassing. That is horrible versus left-handed pitching. Like, really, really bad versus left-handed pitching. Can they hit Holland? Sure, it's Major League Baseball. Anything can happen. You can have some guys run into one. You have Flores, who loves his lefties out there. You have a couple other spots to look at. But all in all, Holland at 81 could be a sneaky nice play at that price point. Below Holland, it gets even nastier. This is why it's surprising the totals are where they are. But Kevin Gausman, $7,100 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's coming off a really good start against Miami. Or not 13-9 against Miami, but prior to that, 32.4 against Milwaukee. But when you look at a $7,000 price tag, in reality, heck, we'll take 15 points. We'd like a lot more, but we could settle for that because he's not getting blown up. He's not killing your team. Pittsburgh strikes out a little less than 20% of the time versus right-handed pitchers. Gausman has a 47% ground ball rate, which is pretty wild for what he's doing because the strikeouts are down, but still pretty darn impressive. Pirates team with a 4.1 team total, lefties 336, righties 351, but maybe in a good spot here in a good pitcher's ballpark in PNC for Kevin Gausman. Now you drop below 7K, you got Chase Anderson, $6,600 at home against the Cincinnati Reds. The Cincinnati Reds team that beat up on the Gigantes over the weekend. But Anderson has faced them twice this year, combining for an 11 1/3 innings pitched, 5 earned, 9 Ks, averaging 17 points per outing, which he would definitely take at $6,600. He's coming off of two rocky starts at Atlanta at home versus San Diego. But prior to that, 18-5, 19-1, 12-2, 11-2, 12-5, 19-9, 23-7, 23-7, what that says to me is stability. Got to get you that double-digit performance at $6,600 or above, which will not ruin your lineup. Another guy you can look at for that is Andrew Kashner, $5,700 at the Toronto Blue Jays. Yes, it's risky. Kashner has faced Toronto three times this year. 12 Ks and 18 2/3, 4 earned runs, averaging 14 DraftKings points per start against the Toronto Blue Jays. Again, $5,700. He's been really good, 17, 14.2. He got destroyed at Texas, but then 12.1, 10.6, 14.7, 10.7, 15.9. Lots of double-digit safe performances. It's a Toronto Blue Jay team, strikes out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They have a team total of 5, lefties 373, righties 351, currently the second highest total on the slate as we wait for more totals. Is Kashner ever safe? No. But he is a good price at $5,700 in this matchup. And the last guy I'll mention, and many will probably want to go this way today, and I don't hate it on paper. I really don't. Steven Gonzalez of the Minnesota Twins, $5,400, making his major league debut, getting the call-up from AAA. He has had a really good season this year, going from AA to AAA. He's got an ERA of about 2.76 this year, a strikeout per nine of around 9.0. Been very, very effective. When you look at his game logs, it is very, very nice because it shows that he's been able to go deeper into games. He's averaging about 95 to 100 pitches per start. He's going about six innings in almost every start. When you break down his overall, teams are hitting a .184 against him on the year with a .237 BABIP. His slugging's only .283. He's keeping the ball in the ballpark. Like I said, 9 Ks per 9, 120 Ks, and 120.2 innings. So pretty darn good there. Mentioned the .276 ERA and 22 starts, 12-3 record, 65 walks, about a walk every other inning. He's been very, very effective in this deal. When you look at him, he's a left-handed pitcher. If I got that correctly. Yeah, he's a lefty, and his splits versus righties and lefties. Righties only hitting a .160, lefties hitting .237, righties slugging .248, lefties .359. So lefties are hitting better than righties, so keep that in mind when you're checking it out. But all in all, this could be a really good play at $5,400. You're facing a Chicago White Sox team we know we love to target in their matchups. They strike out 26.4% of the time versus left-handed pitching. If you can get 5 to 6 innings out of Gonzalez at that price point, he should be very, very good. You know, anything can happen. Abreu's been feeling it. Random things can happen in a debut. The adrenaline's too high and stuff goes south. But all in all, pretty good. It's a White Sox team with a 301 WOBA and a 152 ISO versus left-handed pitching, which is not good at all. So I really don't mind Steven Gonzalez at all. We've gone through it time and time again this year when youngsters make their debuts and we go, okay, is this a good punt play? Is it not a good punt play? For the most part, we've hit the right ones. There's other quote-unquote tout services, which we are not a tout service. We don't charge you a dime. But there are tout services out there that love the, go, oh, the rookie making it, they throw it down your throat. Some guys just aren't in good spots for that. Gonzalez is. Now, if it doesn't work out, so be it. You guys can come roast me anytime you want. Knock yourself out. But it's a great spot for Gonzalez at that price point at $5,400. So recapping your pitching up top, I got Zach Wheeler, Mike Fiers, and Derek Holland in the 8K and above. And then down below that, you got Gossman at 71. And then I like Gonzalez, Anderson, and then Cashner when you go to 6K and below. Gonzalez would be my punt play. And I'm hoping he's not too chalky. But hey, if he is and produces, that's fine. We'll get the bats and we'll rock and roll. Now let's get to the bats on your 10-game slate. Kicking it off with the catcher's position. And it's an interesting one. You got, you know, Isaac Grandal, Tucker Barnhart at 41. It's a good price point there. Salvador Perez at 4K can be very interesting. I just hate picking on the Rays because you don't know who's coming out of the bullpen. But when you slide on down some more, like Kevin Plawecki at 38, maybe it's a big price tag for Plawecki, but you could look at that. Like Mitch Garver versus Giolito at 37. Catchers are much more expensive than they used to be. Danny Jansen against Cashner at 35, I don't mind that at all. That could be a good price point there if you're looking to fade the Cashner. Michael Perez of Tampa Bay against Lopez of Kansas City at 3,100 is a nice cheaper option you can look at there. Buster Posey, I know it's Zach Wheeler, he's been very, very good, but Buster Posey is only $3,100 if you want to play that game. I don't hate that at all. That's just, you know, I get the matchup, but $3,100, he better be Corey Kluber on the mound, not Wheeler. That's pretty interesting there. And then farther down, you'll find a few options like Kevin Smith of Chicago at 2,800 versus Gonzalez. If he gets the start, he could be in play for you. A Caleb Joseph versus Estrada at $2,800. And a few more like that will pop up when the lineups are revealed. Going over to the first base position, you got Jesus Aguilar, who's quieted down but still playing well at 55 versus Homer Bailey. It's a phenomenal matchup. His ownership should be much lower than it used to be. So interesting price point there if you choose to go there. When you go down a little farther, look at Joey Gallo versus Fiers at 46. But Jose Abreu at 46 is very, very nice. And then Miguel Sano against Lucas Giolito is outstanding at $4,600. When you look at Giolito, lefties hit .406, righties .333. We know Giolito's been a mess. So a guy like Sano who's starting to feel it at 46, I can definitely dig on that. Sliding on down a little farther, maybe it's no, never mind. Like a Yuli Gurriel against King Felix at 4,200. I can definitely go that direction. Felix, not the same guy, we know this. Like a CJ Cron against Lopez at 4,100. When you look at Tampa Bay, lefties .372, righties .376 off Jorge Lopez for Kansas City. So you can target that matchup. Brandon Belt's 4,100 with some power in that one. But here's your play, one of your top plays most likely. Matt Olson, $4,100 for his big sexy Bartolo Colon. Yeah, that's one you could look to target. Lefty's 369, righty's 368. Matt Olson in a great spot there. Yonder Alonso's okay at 4K, but Justin Smoke at 4K versus the Trash Man is another one you can look at. Again, lefty's 375, righty's 351 versus Cashner. So you can go in this little 4K range here. Wilmer Flores, 4K versus Holland. Another good spot for you there. Lucas Duda against Wood at 3,900. Jake Bowers at 3,800. You don't have to pay up if you don't want to at first base. There are some great spots up there, obviously, but you don't have to. Kendrys Morales, 3,500 as a value versus Cashner as well. And if you really want to punt it, Chris Davis for the Orioles is 3,100 versus Estrada. Estrada gives up a lot of fly balls, lots and lots of fly balls. When you look at Baltimore, total of four, lefties 311, righties 376. But when you look at Estrada, right here, only a 24% ground ball rate, lots and lots and lots of fly balls with Estrada. So Baltimore, keep an eye on them tonight. Going to the second base position, Scooter Genetic versus Chase Anderson, not bad at all at 49, but Travis Shaw, second base, third base at 47, very, very nice. Ozzy Albies at 46 versus Archer, not bad as well. Like Jed Lowry at 44, Odor's okay. Alberto Mondesi, he's down to 41, very interesting. Brian Dozier facing the lefty, Mr. Gombar, 41. I know I pronounced it wrong on purpose, by the way. Don't critique that one. $4,100 there for Brian Dozier against Austin Gomber. Lefty's 377, righty's 378 in a short run here. So Dozier at 41, that's a cheapie in a matchup we used to love to target on the reg. Jed Lowry versus a lefty, or Jed Jerko versus a lefty at 4K. But a guy I do like is Joey Wendell. I played him yesterday. He went deep. He's second. Oh, man, he was second base outfield yesterday. He's only second base now. $3,900 in a really good spot there. Don't mind that at all. Jonathan Scope at 39 if he's leading off. Johnny VR at 38 for Baltimore, another cheapie. So a lot of guys in this 3 to 4K range. If you don't pay for pitching, you can still get good lineups without going to the top. You'd be really, really different. Just leave some cash on the table. It's just one of those weird slates. It's how it's getting built. And then other than that, check your lineups and see what pops up. Going over to third base, Jose Ramirez at 58 versus Porcello. I don't hate it. Jose at any time, so you can play that. But like Alex Bregman at 47 versus King Felix, you can definitely go there. When you look at the Houston Astros, total of 4-5, lefties 390, righties 350 against King Felix. So Bregman at 47, very, very nice. Travis Shaw at 47, but Moustakas at 4,600 versus Homer Bailey, very, very nice. Brewers at 5.15 total, lefties 372, righties 411. Brewers are going to be uber, uber popular for very good reasons against Homer Bailey. So the Moose at 46, I do like. Eugenio Suarez, not bad, went deep against the lefty yesterday. Shocker, you didn't need a podcast for that. But Miguel Sano at 46, I do like that. He'll get overlooked, and he's really playing well. When you break him down, he's averaging 10.3 in his last 10. He had two yesterday with a 19-0, 25-7, 16-0, 10, 3-21. Half his game's double digits. That's Miguel Sano style. He's an extra base machine, and I think he's in a really good spot here tonight against Giolito of the White Sox. Really good spot. The Twins, you know, everyone's going to want to go to Milwaukee, maybe some Toronto. The Twins can be sneaky nice against Giolito. Justin Turner versus lefty at 45. Yes, you can go there if you'd like. Matt Davidson, Matt Chapman versus Cologne at 43 is very, very nice. Cologne has given up almost all of his homers versus right-handed bats, or a ton of power, at least, right-handed bats. I shouldn't say all of his homers, but a ton of power to right-handed bats. So Chapman at 43, he's been hitting towards the top of the order lately, makes for a very nice play. Jerkson Profar at 41, don't hate that either. So we're getting back to that kind of 4-ish K range, 42, 43 to 38 range, where you got options. You got options, folks. Matt Duffy at 38 could be very interesting there. Little cheaper option for you. Sliding on down a little farther. Maybe a Colin Moran at 36 if you need to go cheap. But one I do like is third base shortstop. Maybe use one of our shortstop because third base is kind of top heavy compared to the other positions. But Timmy Beckham of Baltimore, if he's hitting towards the top of that order with VR and company at $3,400 versus five ball prone Marco Estrada. Timmy Beckham, I have just a weird hunch if he's in this lineup. He's out of the lineup on Sunday. Hopefully just a day off. He's averaging 8 points his last 10. A little bit of 3-game slump, a 0-3 and a 2, and then prior to that a 16. 0-0, 19, 5, 16, 18. I have a feeling Timmy Beckham has a big double-digit game. Likely goes to Pound Town, Ding Dong City. I like Timmy at 3,400 tonight. A little further down, I got Adrian Beltre, Kyle Seager. Got some punt. Logan Forsythe, second base, third base at 32. That's an extreme value. batting fifth a lot lately. Maybe play him over at second base for 3,200 and save some cash there. Definitely a spot you can look at with Forsyth tonight. Going to the shortstop position, Frank Lindor at 5,300. Yes, Bregman at 47. Mentioned him already. Machado's day-to-day. If he's in the lineup at 46, I love it versus Gomber. But he's day-to-day. I hit on the wrist. X-rays are negative. They actually say he's supposed to play tonight. But I'll believe it when I see it. They, you know, take a day off. It's not going to kill the man. But Jose Peraza, played him with Eugenio Suarez yesterday. He paid off at 24 points. Averaging 10.2 his last 10. 24, 21, 6, 17, 0, 5, 13. Playing really, really low the last, you know, four or five games. Keep an eye on him against Chase Anderson. Carlos Correa at 43 is very, very nice. Paul DeJong at 43 as well. In a great spot. I don't hate Marcus Semien, but I'd like to go to Jorge Polanco at 42 versus Lucas Giolito. And a really good look there. Johan Camargo, 41, could be interesting versus Archer. Mentioned Jurickson and Profar already. Yeah, Kiki Hernandez, $3,900 versus the lefty Gomber. We know Kiki likes his righties, but another nice one at $3,900. Ahmed Rosario, starting to really get it going, averaging 13.4 his last 10. We've been on the Ahmed train of late. His price tag's up to 39 now. He played him when we were in low threes, but hitting really, really well, hitting leadoff a lot. He's got Derek Holland, who has limited the hard contact, but still Ahmed at 39 leading off. Not the worst play in the world. I could definitely dig on that one. Sliding on down a little further, you have some of your normal cheap suspects, but again, Tim Beckham at 34 is outstanding. I really like that as one of the cheapies for you here. If Adrianza cracks the lineup for Minnesota, he made a spot start last week. I used him at 31. He had a home run in a big game. He's 32 versus Giolito. Always a guy in that Minnesota lineup to keep an eye on there with Adrianza. Let's go to the outfield position, and we're going to have some big boys. Mookie Betts at 59, coming off back-to-back goose eggs, but it's Kluber, so be careful. Ronald Acuna Jr. at 58 is interesting as well. You got Martinez and Benintendi, the rest of the Boston outfield. But Christian Yelich at 51, very, very nice spot here versus Homer Bailey. But he's been slumping a bit. Maybe he wakes up tonight. The guy I'm looking at is Crush Davis. He is destroying baseballs. 33 points yesterday, averaging 10.9 in his last 10, 33 and 16 in his last two. He gets big, sexy Bartolo Colon. I mentioned the righties crushing Bartolo. K with the Chris Davis at 5K is your top outfielder on this slate per price point. Eddie Rosario went deep yesterday, 48 versus Giolito, in a very good spot for you there. Harrison Bader versus Wood at 47, very, very interesting. Malik Smith at 46 could be in play for you against Lopez. Don't hate it. Lorenzo Cain at 46 is very interesting as well. George Springer's back at 45. The Grandy Man, this is another great spot for the leadoff GPP. Grandy Man at 4,300 versus Cashner. I like that quite a bit at that price point. Save some cash. Go to Cash. Go to Granderson versus Cash. I like it a lot. Tyler O'Neill, GPP at 43 for sure. Adam Jones at 42 versus Estrada. If you're stacking some Baltimore's bats to be contrarian, I don't hate Adam Jones at all. I think it's a very interesting play for you there. The slumping Gregory Polanco is a GPP play versus Gossman at $4,200 could come through. Corey Dickerson, if he's leading off versus Gossman at 41, I do like that quite a bit. Nomar Mazara at 41 versus Fires isn't bad either. Like a Randall Grichuk against Cashner at 4K, if you're stacking some Blue Jays, there you go. Tommy Pham at 4K is very interesting as well. Whit Merrifield at 4K could be in play for you too. Sliding on down a little farther, you know, God, you got these suck. Kiki Hernandez and Matt Kemp, $3,900 each, could be very nice there versus Gomber. Marcelo Zuna versus Alex Wood at 39 for a GPP. I don't completely hate it. Adam Frazier against Gossman at 39, second base, outfield eligible. If he's sitting in a good spot in the order, we could get behind that. But I like me some Max Kepler at $3,900. Went deep yesterday in a really good spot versus Giolito. These Twins aren't that expensive for the matchup they're in. Pretty criminal. Nick Martini leading off versus Colon at 38, definitely in play. Trey Mancini, maybe, if you want to be contrarian. I can understand that in a contrarian angle for sure. Avisel Garcia, is he healthy? I saw he got banged up. No, he's back. He had a good game for him yesterday. 22 DraftKings points as he was slumping prior to that. We know in his career mashes lefties. Facing Gonzalez at 37 could be a cheaper play if you need to go that direction. Farther down, though, like a Robbie Grossman at 36 is interesting. Kevin Kiermaier at 35 sucks where he's hitting the order. But Marvin Gonzalez, outfield shortstop at 35 versus Felix. I like that a lot as a cheaper outfield play against King Felix. Take advantage of that. Steven Duggar versus Wheeler. If he's leading off, he can go there at 3,400. If he's not leading off, stay far, far away. Other than that, it's always just been getting weaker and weaker. But, like, you know, a Jake Cave at $3,200 for the Twins. You know, he's not in the most ideal spot in the order, but he went deep yesterday, 14-2-7 in his last three. Very up and down guy, but $3,200 could be a punt if you need to find one. Then other than that, I'll just say, you know, maybe Chad Pinder makes a spot start against a righty because he usually only faces lefties. But check your lineups and see what else pops up on your slate. So a very interesting night when it comes to the bats, as we were saying. Let's recap the pitching real quick. You got Wheeler, Fires, and Holland up top with Gossman, Anderson, Cashner, and Gonsalves down below. I like Gonsalves the best out of the 6K and below guys. I think he's a really good punt play for you. If you so feel, if you're going to be different with your bats, because we talked about how many bats you can save money on in the mid-tier there, you can go to Garrett Cole at $3,300. I don't hate it that much at all. Seattle does have the lowest total at 351. Lefties 255, righties 320. Cole's in a great spot. So like I said, Seattle only strikes out 20% of the time on the season. He's got a 35% K rate. Let's take a little quick gance to see how Garrett Cole did against Seattle this year. In three starts, 21 innings, 6 earned, 18 Ks, averaging 21 DraftKings points per start. So if you want to go to Cole, I don't hate it. Coming off an outstanding 30-plus point performance his last time out. It's just, you know, you can match him with Gonsalves. I think it's going to be the popular choice today. So make sure you get the right bats. If you're not paying up for bats, you can definitely go to Cole, though, and make it work. Let's go to your BVP on this slate. Kendrys Morales, 4-for-7 with a homer off of Cashner. Grichuk has two homers. Russell Martin, Grandy Man, Justin Smoke have all taken Cashner deep. Trey Mancini has a homer. Mark Trumbo, 2, and Chris Davis, 3 off of Estrada. David Freese, 2-for-6 with a homer off Gossman. Jackie Bradley Jr.'s got two homers off Kluber. So has J.D. Martinez. Mookie Betts, Mitch Moreland each have one. Melky Cabrera, 15-for-28, 4 doubles, a triple, and a homer off of Rick Porcello. Kipnis, 10-for-31 with a double and a homer. Michael Brantley has taken him deep as well. Eddie Rosario, 4-for-12 with 2 doubles and a homer off of Giolito. Polanco has taken him deep as well. Buster Posey does have a homer off Zach Wheeler. He's 1-for-8 with a homer. There he's $3,100, stinking cheap. Ryan Braun, 17-for-50, 5 doubles, 4 home runs off of Homer Bailey. Jesus Aguilar's taking him deep. Manny Pena's taking him deep twice. Travis Shaw once. Ryan Braun with the ownership of Mr. Homer Bailey. Keep that in mind. Jed Lowry, 6-for-16, 3 doubles off of Cologne. Matt Chapman's taking him deep twice, 5-for-8, with a triple and 2 homers. Kay with the Chris Davis is a double and a homer off of them as well. Joey Gallo, 2-for-9, 2 homers off of Fires. Profar, a triple and a homer. Elvis Andrus, 2 homers. Odor, 2 homers. Beltre, a homer. Great success off the Fires for the Texas Rangers. Denard Span, 6-for-18 with a homer off of Garrett Cole. Carlos Correa, 5-for-11 with a double and a homer. Bregman, Marvin Gonzalez, George Springer, Evan Gattis have all homered off Felix. They've had some really good success for King Felix, unfortunately. And then Marcelo Zuna, 6-for-22, hitting .273 off of Alex Wood. So there you have it with your Monday edition of Quick Hits. Should be an interesting slate. If you want to go to Cole, go for it. Otherwise, start with your Wheeler and go from there. Gonsalves could make for a nice debut punt. Otherwise, you got Chase Anderson, Cashner down below, maybe a little Kevin Gossman. Lots of ways to go about it tonight, especially with the bats. Leave some money on the table if you want. Pay up for pitching. Tons and tons of options. So go check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Tons of stuff going out there. Stuff getting ready for your fantasy football drafts with Ben and Coop's work. Good stuff there. We got fantasy baseball stuff. Dana's got her pitching primer out, which is great. We'll have our always pressing PGA podcast recording tonight with myself and Jesse, previewing the Northern Trust, your first leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs. So much else going on over there with so many contributors. So go check it all out. I'll be back with you tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 20th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.